I believe it. I believe it. I'm convinced.
Уверовал,
so come and move into the temple, become a devotee in the temple. He said, well, you see, I'm married. I got four daughters and two sons. My wife, my grandmother, my mother, and I have one sister who's some like paraplegic, and I have cows and dogs, and I've been working for the railway for 30 years, so I got 3 more years to work and I get a pension. So I should leave everything and just come with everyone in the temple. The book distributor said, well, I don't know, I've talked to the president. No, but I read your book, I'm convinced. I am convinced! I want to follow! I want to surrender! What can I do? So this never happened, a book distributor before, so it's surrendering in the railway station. So he was a little shocked, you know, didn't know what to do. It's a new thing.
Yeah.
Ever happened to you? Anybody surrender on the street, buy the book and surrender? So then I said, well, maybe you can become a life member. So how much is that? What do I do? Or you pay 2,222 rupees. Okay, I only make 1,000 rupees a month. I can shave a little bit each month and I pay. Okay, what else I do? It's like a genie in a bottle, he keeps asking for
more.
So why don't you buy some more books? Sold him some more books. Keep busy reading. So then he came back, so what do I tell someone like this? Never happened before, you know. They surrendered on the street. So that's how I started also with the congregational programs, because here we had the situation, people buying books, and that they were so convinced by Prabhupada's teachings, they wanted to practice. And
начали появляться люди, которые хотели посвятить свою жизнь духовности, но так, чтобы оставаться в семье, и вот как-то можно было согласовать духовную жизнь, жизнь социальную, и вот мы начали эту программу по формированию общин.
So this year we had a seminar also with Jaya Prabhu, and we were mentioning that now the congregation is also doing a lot of book distribution.
Вот. И кроме того, это оказывается полезным также для распространения книг, как у нас был семинар с Джаем Гопалом Прабху, что эти люди, которых убедил Шрила Прабхупада через книги, они становятся общиной, и потом эта же община распространяет еще больше книг.
Someone's looking at me with one eye. Not supposed to look with one eye.
What?
Someone's looking at me with one eye.
Кто-то на меня сидит и одним глазом смотрит. Нельзя одним глазом.
Прабхупада said, you're going to have a fight. If you look with someone one eye, means you're going to have an argument. If you start scratching one eye and look one eye at Prabhupada, it'd stop you. What are you doing?
Ha 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 ha!
So anyway, that's probably the much you'll remember today from the seminar. We hope you remember to distribute books. So of course, usually a full-time book distributor can do more per person. More books.
Такого постоянного распространителя книг получается распространять их больше и как бы распространять их в большем количестве в одни руки.
But even congregational members, there are many of them, so they in total they can also distribute a lot of books, even if each one's not doing so much.
Привлечь всю общину, то есть людей, которые в принципе живут дома и не занимаются распространением книг постоянно, то в совокупности они могут распространить также немало.
Like this last year in New Delhi, there are 200,000 Bhagavad Gitas. For Krishna, just for the December. And 50% of that was done by the congregation. So you want that you don't forget the congregation. They can also help. Giving to their friends, giving to their colleagues, to their in California, they are teaching the congregation to go out and distribute books also on the weekends. So it's there's a big potential there, book distribution through the congregations, through our greater community. Those who'd like to go and learn how to do one-to-one book distribution, then they need someone to train them up.
Также нужно, чтобы всегда преданные санкетаны были готовы обучать тех, кто хочет приобщиться к миссии.
Actually, it's been a so that's one message. Another some sankirtan pastimes. Usually, I hear sankirtan pastime from the sankirtan devotees.
Вот, ну это вот одна сторона. Еще один рассказ. Как правило, про санкиртан мне преданные рассказывают, которые этим все время занимаются.
So one book distributor told me that in New Orleans.
Один из распространителей книг.
It's a touristic city. Because it used to be part of the French Empire. And America purchased it from France 200 years ago. So it still has a French part of the city. And many seminars and different, what do you call it, when the type of like reunions and seminars, conferences, conventions, they're happening in New Orleans. So the book distributors are always meeting new people, tourists coming through. So there was a man who got out of his taxi and he had a little beard. And then he the book distributor went up and asked, how in the Bhagavad Gita? So would you like to have a Bhagavad Gita? The oldest dialogue in the world, the most important spiritual dialogue. So he said, yes, I'd like a copy actually. But I don't want to carry it around all day. If you can deliver it to my hotel, here's my card.
Вот моя карточка. Если бы вы могли принести мне в гостиницу, было бы хорошо.
Then in the Bhaktisiddhanta saw the card. So Steven Spielberg. So you, film producer and director. So are you the Steven Spielberg? Star Wars. Jurassic Park and so on and so many. I said, yes, that's me. So then he also took the interactive Bhagavad Gita. And then, so like you never know who you're going to meet on book distribution. People, maybe by reading Prabhupada's books, some of those movies got influenced. Then there was a lady, you know, I don't know if she's a lady, there was, I don't know, man or woman, but there was a book distributor in the airport in America. I think also New Orleans. Before 9/11, there were more book distributors in the airports there. Less security. But the whole day, no books were going. So they're getting frustrated. Prayed to Krishna, please send someone that I can distribute a book to. Somebody who will benefit by it. So then another airplane landed and a big crowd of people coming. And the one guy came like looking very intense. The book distributor handed the book. And but the person, no, I don't want anything. It's the worst day in my life. Worst day. No, but sir, this book is especially to help people having the worst day in their life. This will make your day better. Tell me, why is it the worst day in your life? You just don't understand. What am I living for? I went to college. I did my business. Everything to please my mother. My the best mother in the entire world. She treated me so much love and affection. Everything I'm doing to make her happy. But today she's dead. What is the use of my life without my mother? And the book says, look at sir, in this book, this is the Bhagavad Gita, this tells us secrets about life. Your mother is not dead. Look at here in the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 4, chapter 2. It says that only the body dies, the Atma, the Self, never dies. Your mother is still alive. In a spiritual sense. You read this book, it'll give you the secrets of life. how your mother is alive today. Nobody dies. Wow, that's the best thing I've ever heard. My mother is still alive. Okay, I'll take that book. Here, take $20. That's about 600 rubles. Right? 550, no, dollars don't. The dollar was higher.
500.
So he took his book and went off, and she was so happy, Krishna helped me. And there was another book distributor. He was distributing books in New York City. But there was one on the street. But before one particular shop, there was a guard. He was very big. Maybe like almost 2 meters. And maybe over, maybe like 150 kilos or something. A huge guy, this big
muscle.
If any book distributor distributed books in front of his store, he'd walk up to them. Boom, boom, boom. He'd tell the person they're talking to, these are bad people. Cheaters. Don't believe any of this. Took the book, ripped the Gita in half, threw it down. Get out of here. Like demon. So the book distributor would go, they know the line, he would go up to here, and run across, go the other side, not in front of his shop. So nobody could distribute books in front of his shop. But then one getting near to the Christmas time. In December, Christmas is a holiday season, everybody's in a giving mood. Especially they eat, they like to, they give out these cookies. So the book distributor was distributing books, giving out some cookies to the people who were buying the books. He was right up to the line, you know, he saw that the guy is watching him there. He thought, why not? Let's try. He went over to the guard, hand him a little packet of cookies. Here, take this sweet. Merry Christmas. Then he went off to the other side. The guard was looking at him. He went over the book distributor. Distributor, what's going to happen now? Those are good cookies. Got any more? Oh yeah, take some more, have some more. So every day he's giving him cookies now. So he said, you can distribute books in front of my store, it's alright. So then he'd be distributing books in front of the store. This big guy'd come out to guard. He'd tell the person that's holding the book, you know, that they're distributing to. These are good people. You buy their book. Very good. Mahaprasad ki. Book distribution ki. Vihat Midranga ki. A couple.
You go, go.
No, but I had to get ready for the yagya today for the donors. But I want to hear one story from you. You got to pay me back. Then I can tell a Russian story. I just know the American stories. When I was here for the 25th anniversary, then we heard from Niranjana and Prabhu Vishnu Swami and Niranjan Swami that how they used to distribute the books during the Soviet time.
А когда этот пятилетний исход отмечалось здесь, Ниранджана Свами Прабхавишну Махарадж, они рассказывали о том, как первые книги уходили вообще как шла проповедь советские времена Советского Союза.
If you want, I can tell one more story.
Если хотите, ладно, могу еще одну рассказать.
Да.
But after or before?
Перед тем, как вы расскажете свою или после вас.
Я после.
No, he wants after you.
Okay, Denver in America has always been pretty big in book distribution. And they had also in the airport book distributors. And at that time they also had a temple business. That they made a special bars of natural dried fruits and kind of a sweet bar, but it's all natural organic things. And that was called as a bliss bar. There was a lady in the airport and she was distributing books. And the temple president was there watching, encouraging the book distributors. Then some guy was given a book. But then he started really harassing the lady. What is this? I don't believe in all this stuff. What are you trying to give me? What do you think this is? Hey, come on! Hey! So the temple president came over to help her out, like. So, sir, what's the matter here? Now these people are giving this. What are these books here? This. I don't believe in all this stuff. Well, what do you believe in? Well, you see here, he pulled out from his pocket. One bliss bar.
Bliss bar.
Said, this is the truth. Look at here, ingredient. Raisin, nuts, almonds, dates. This is all real stuff. This is the real thing. What is this book? So you know who makes those barns? Well, no, I mean, it says here, New Barsana. So that's us. We make these natural bars. Because this book tells us about doing things naturally, spiritually. Well, if you make these bars, and you read this book, and these bars are good, then the book must be good. Okay, I'll buy it.
People like matted hairs, long hairs, leather dress. He was trying to keep himself aloof because they quite strange people. Never you know what you can expect from them. So one day they were distributing Nectar of Devotion and third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He dared to join him, so they circled around him. And they asked, do you know who we are? We are Satan followers. Do you know to whom you offer these books? And I said, we also have a lot of information about Satan. Okay, what do you have about Satan? So I opened third canto, and there is a picture, like one side, blue background, demigods, another side, demons are following Brahma. And I tell them, you know whom were created first by Brahma? You think demigods? No. First, he created demons. And they wanted to eat him. Really? That's cool. Give me your books. And a small story how Lord Varahadev manifested himself during Sankirtana, that was in Ukraine. I stopped two young gentlemen. One stopped, other one passed through. So I started to show Sudh Kanta, it was Varahadev's story. When he heard Krishna name, he said, no, Krishna, I don't need that Krishna. Okay, read at least about Bor. Hey, Bor, come back! I said to him, okay, if you don't want to read about Krishna, you read about Bor. So, Varahadev. So then he called his friend, hey, Bor, come back. Look, there is a book we have to read about Bor. Can you please share with us, for example, if you distribute books in Bengal, how you tell in Bengal, please buy this book, and what are your mantras in Bengali?
Well,
вы будете с бенгальского переводить?
There's one Maharaj. His name is Tatpur Maharaj. Tatpur. When he was Brahmachari, then he used to have a unique technique for distributing books. He had the most amazing mantra I ever heard. He would shout, stand in the street with the books, and he'd shout out. Cholis bindu rakta! Cholis bindu rakta! Cholis bindu rakta! You want to hear what a translation is? 40 drops of blood! 40 drops of blood! People are gathering. What this guy? Then when he had a whole crowd around. I don't want to offend anybody. This is pretty intense. You know. I didn't teach him this mantra. He was something self-taught. He said, every drop of semen takes 40 drops of blood. And one drop of semen, 40 drops of blood. You should learn to control yourself, Brahmacharya. Read this book. Somehow you sold books. But he was the only one who used that mantra. Unusual mantra. So then also at one point Prabhupada gave us the Gitar Gan.
Gitar what?
Gitar Gan. Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada wrote as a Bengali poetry. So Gan means song, like Gita, Gitar Gan, the song of the Gita. So that time we were selling the Bhagavad Gita in this very small form, Gitar Gan. And that time it was costing little, maybe BBT price was 75 cents, we sold for 1 rupee.
Yeah,
paisa. And so there that we would just stand up with a big stack of Gitar Gan, say, Gitar Gan, Gitar Gan. Актака, актака гитар, от актака 1 рупий. Гитар ган.
Вот, и мы стояли там на базаре и кричали: "Всего лишь за рупию, всего лишь за рупию гитар ган".
People would line up.
Люди в очередь становились.
To buy their guitar guns.
Чтобы купить наш гитар ган.
In a line queue.
То есть целая очередь выстраивалась.
One distributor in 15 minutes 100 books.
То есть там за 15 минут чуть ли не можно было продать.
Really amazing. It was so And Prabhupada was so happy because he wanted his Bhagavad Gita in Bengali to go out. But other than that, you see, I don't know different kinds of mantras people would use, but I started to go to the big merchants and sell them lots of books at a time. There was a life member who had a very famous sari shop, expensive wedding saris.
Был один у нас человек по почетному члену общества, который держал магазин дорогих сари, свадебных
сари. So I asked him how much the saris cost, like thousands and thousands of rupees.
То есть его сари там тысячи и тысячи рупий стоят.
So why don't you give one free Bhagavad Gita to everyone who buys the sari?
Я ему предложил, может быть, вам в придачу каждому дорогому сари Бхагавад-гиту покупать
или нет? As a promotion.
Ну, как promotion.
So then he agreed, and I think he bought 10,000 Бхагавад-гитас from me at one time.
Он согласился, он купил у меня за раз 10,000 Бхагавад-гит.
So I was 1 year I was going there on like that, and I was I distributed so many, you know, like big quantities of Bhagavad Gitas. That year I got number 6 in the world. Then they changed the rules or something. But one person, he bought, like it was 6 lakhs of rupees, 600,000 rupees of Bhagavad Gitas to give out to his factory workers. That's really exciting if somebody buys a huge quantity of Bhagavad Gitas or books. I heard they have somebody expert in Delhi that gets the government offices to buy 2,000 Gitas, 1,000 Gitas. But in Assam, I got one clothing factory to buy 100 Gitas. So, if you can get Putin to buy a big order, a million Gitas for all the government workers or something. Thank you very much.
Спасибо.
So you got some special fruit prasad. Fruit prasad.